Episode 27. You're listening to Comedy Forecast. Comedy in 4 minutes or less. Hi, everyone. This is Clinton here. Welcome to or welcome back to Comedy Forecast. We're going to get to our big, big show in just 1 second. But first, a reminder that we're always looking for feedback. So if you want to drop us a line, the email address is comedyforecast@gmail.com, or you can call our listener line at area code 206-333-1339. And now, onto the show. And now, with information on podcasting, here is Dr. Edwin Grimplay. Well, thank you. A lot of people want to get into podcasting, but think the whole thing is kind of scary. Oh, not the kind of scary like when you watch a Jason movie, but the kind of scared you get when someone springs a pop quiz on you, when you're standing in line at the grocery store. Which doesn't happen very often, certainly, but it sounds scary, doesn't it? And that's exactly my point. Anyway, it couldn't be simpler to understand podcasting. In fact, I'm going to explain everything you need to know in simple terms that even I can understand. And that's saying a lot. Let's start with the basics. First, the term itself, podcasting. The pod part comes from the Latin podium, meaning podium, a place from which you speak. Aha, this makes sense. And casting, well, that means to make an item from a mold. So, podcasting literally means you've made an item of speaking, or singing, or whatever it is that they play on that space music podcast. Simple enough? Fine, thank you, let's move on. Next, there's the subject of an RSS feed, which aren't really food, but neither are browser cookies. Well, you might ask, what does RSS stand for? Really screwy syntax. Don't be put off by that. If you've ever seen an RSS file, you can tell that it's as simple as can be. First, you declare your channel, which is like turning on your TV set. But don't get that confused with your TiVo, because even though podcasts are like TiVo for radio, channels are like the Science Channel, or Nickelodeon, or Comedy Central, which really should bring back Mystery Science Theater 3000 and Night After Night with Alan Havey. So, after you've opened your channel, which is like Uhura opening a hailing frequency, start off by plopping in a few lines of code, followed by some very special tags that iTunes needs. Author, subtitle, summary, owner, image, and category. At this point, you're practically ready to begin being halfway there. For each podcast you want to add to your RSS feed, you need to describe it as an item. Think of it as describing the items on a menu. Not a computer menu, but a menu in a Chinese restaurant where you can't remember the difference between chop suey, lo mein, and chow mein. Hey, they serve cookies at Chinese restaurants. Now I see the connection. The description of your item will include a bunch of things like title, publication date, a link to the file, how big the file is, summary, category, duration, and the all-important keywords. Keywords are like little pointers to your file. And here's a tip. Be like me. I make mine specific by using words like the, and of, and peach cobbler. Once you've uploaded your podcast and the latest version of the RSS file, you need to let the world know about it by announcing your new show on forums like Podcast Alley and Podcast Pickle. Where did they get such a silly name? Alley. That's all there is to it. Remember, creating a podcast is 1% inspiration and 80% aggregation. And 19% something else. Maybe cookies. That's it. We're done. Bye-bye.